Error's Echo is a series of articles on the most notorious errors and heresies that have threatened the church over the centuries, as well as subtle and not so subtle ways in which those false teachings continue to haunt 21st century thought and theology. Today we hear about Donatism, spelled D-O-N-A-T-I-S-M. Unlike other errors, Donatism did not grow out of the futile attempts to explain the deep things of God. It sprouted from the aftermath of persecution. Roman Emperor Diocletian, who ruled from 284 to 305, initiated a severe persecution in an effort to turn Christians back to paganism. Many Christians then renounced the faith, and many others were imprisoned or tortured or put to death. After the persecution, a point of controversy was whether Christians who had forsaken the faith could come back to the church. The church said that they could be readmitted after a lengthy penance. Some, however, referred to those who had renounced the faith as traditores, or traitors, and said they would need to be rebaptized. Donatus, in North Africa, was one of those opposition leaders and the one from whom Donatism received its name. Donatus also said that no traditor could serve in the church, and that any sacraments performed by a traditor were invalid. By contrast, the church taught that moral unworthiness among the clergy did not affect the validity of the sacraments they administered. The division of the church grew as each side worked hard to gain congregations. In the ensuing years, the fortunes of the Donatus rose with freedom and fell with persecution, according to each new emperor's wishes and whims. When the Vandals entered or conquered Africa in 428, the Donatus controversy was effectively ended. A few Donatus remained even then, but like the rest of Africa, these were swept away by the Islamic conquest at the end of the 7th century. The historic Lutheran confessions condemn the Donatists and their practices while upholding the true nature of the church. Quote, "Our churches condemn the Donatists and others like them who have denied that the ministry of evil men may be used in the church," end quote. Found in the Augsburg Confession and the Apology to the Augsburg Confession, Article 8. The question asked after Diocletian's persecution echoed in Eastern Europe after the fall of communism. Quote, "Should men who collaborated with communists be considered for leadership in the churches?" End quote. Variations of the Donatists' incorrect application of Scripture continue to echo within Christianity. Applying God's word faithfully gives clear direction. The way back to the church after falling from faith is not through church-prescribed penance and rebaptism. Rather, it comes only through the atoning work of Jesus and the forgiveness that is received by grace through faith. The goal is not to punish those who have stumbled, but to restore them. As 2 Corinthians 2 says, you ought to rather forgive and comfort him, that is, the penitent, lest perhaps such a one be swallowed up with too much sorrow. And Galatians chapter 6, brethren, if a man is overtaken in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness. The blessings that come to us through baptism and the Lord's Supper are not dependent on the faith of the one who administers them. If that were true, how could we ever truly know whether or not we receive God's gifts? Rather, it is the gospel in word and sacraments that is the power of God to salvation. as Paul writes in Romans 1:16. Nevertheless, it is also true that called servants are to be blameless as a steward of God, as Paul writes to Titus 1 verse 7. So there can be situations in which called servants fall into sin, leaving him unable to continue to effectively serve in the public ministry. When sin creates difficult situations, the right course will always and forever be to follow Christ. The solution is to keep our eyes trained on him and to let the gospel of forgiveness through Christ alone lead the way. In reaction to the Donatus, Augustine said, quote, "The church is composed of sinners. If we exclude all sinners, no one would be in the ministry." End quote. We are indeed all sinners, redeemed sinners through the blood of Christ. That is the proclamation that drowns out every one of the error's echoes. This article was written by Wayne Eichsted, pastor of Gethsemane Lutheran Church in Spokane Valley, Washington.